Tonight's Shir is on this week's Parsha, which is Parshas Emor, and the title of the Shir tonight is Learning on Yom Tov. So tonight we're going to look at the introduction and the conclusion in Parshas Emor of the Moadim, of the various Chagim, and there's a special idea of learning in Yane Yom Tov on Yom Tov itself, that you're supposed to learn the halachos and the ideas of the Yontif on the Yontif itself, and it's derived from a pasuk in our parsha. So we're going to try to understand on a deeper level what the concept is of learning in Yane Yom Tov, ideas of Yontif on Yontif itself. Is it simply just an idea of it's appropriate, or is there more to it? So I think that the Torah is going to hint to an idea or a concept to explain that. So if we look in source number one, it's Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel in our parsha. And the introduction of the Moadim is interesting, and we'll have to keep this in our back pockets till we get to the as we go through the Shir, because it's very relevant in terms of understanding the ultimate idea that that the Ramban and Rambam are trying to teach us. So it starts as follows: Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Daber al bnei Yisrael ve'amarta lehem Moadei Hashem asher tikru osam mikrai kodesh elahim Moadai." So speak to bnei Yisrael and tell them that these Moadim, these appointed times that you designate as Kodesh, these are my Moadim, these are my appointed times. Sheshes Yamim Teaseh Molacho, Vayom Ashvi Shabbat Shabbat Somikar Kodesh, Kol Molacho, Lo Sa'asu Shabbat, Hi La Hashem Rechol Moshe Voseichem. So then the Torah, first it says that it's going to introduce the Moadim, and then it talks about Shabbos. And then in Dalet, it says, Eile Moadei Hashem, Yikrai Kodesh, Asher Tikru Osam B'Moadam. These are the holy days that are called holy, Asher Tikru Osam B'Moadam, that you should call them in your, and you shall designate them in their appointed times, in their proper times. So the Torah, in introducing the Chagim, the Moadim, so there's two psukim, Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Dalet. Of course, the Torah splits it up with Shabbos, and there's an idea there, but we're not going to delve into that. Tonight, we're just going to focus on the introduction and conclusion of the Moadim, the Chagim. So in Pasuk Beis, in source number one, again, so it says, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Hashem says to Moshe to teach Bnei Yisrael about the Moadim, and that you should designate, and these are my Moadim. So if you look in Rashi, in source number two, so Rashi explains what the Pasuk is trying to teach us. In Pasuk Beis, he says, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, Moadei Hashem. So Asa Moado Shi Yisrael Melumadin Bahem. So you should make the Moadim, you should make the Chagim in a way where Klal Yisrael are accustomed to them. Shem Avrim Es Hashana Al Goyo Shenekru Mimakomon La'alos Ragel V'adayin Lo Higiyo LiYerushalayim. So you should make leap years, and the way in the Jewish calendar they would make leap years is by adding an extra month every once in a while. They would add an extra Adar. So you should do that in order that the Jewish people from Golos, who are in exile, can do Aliyah L'Rego, and they can come to Yerushalayim in time. So what does that mean? Let's just look at the Sifsei Chacham. He explains Rashi. In source number three, he says that Hachi Garsino, and this is the Girsa, Asa Moado Shi Yisrael Mulmadim Ahen Rotzalomar Shi Regilim Lalos Rego, that they should be accustomed to going to Yerushalayim for the for Yantif. Umefarish V'Holech Ketzot Shema Avrin, and it explains how this should take place. Kevon Shenekru Mimakomon Ma'avrin. Since the Jews were displaced and they're in exile, so some of the Jews were in exile, so you should be ma'aber, you should add an extra month to create a leap year. De'im lo yavru lo yuchlu lalo sulagi l'Yerushalayim, because there's many times where Jews will leave outside of Israel to come to Yerushalayim to fulfill their mitzvah of visiting Yerushalayim and bringing a korban, and they're not able to because of the time. El ad achar regel, and by the time they get there, it's going to be too late. Uvishan haba lo yiratu lalo suregel, and then the next year they're not going to want to come. Disvurin she'enu nicholin lovel Yerushalayim kodem regel, because they'll be nervous that they won't get in to Yerushalayim before the regel. Hilkach ma'avrin. That's why you add a leap year. So Rashi and the Sifsei Chacham are explaining that oftentimes, based in Yerushalayim, they have to add an extra month, not just in order to keep the Moadim in their places in the right seasons, but another idea in adding an extra month is that in order to maximize the representation of Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel. So a lot of times when the Jews are, there are different years where many Jews wouldn't be able to go to Yerushalayim in time, and by adding an extra month into the year, it allows the Jewish people to come, And by doing so, it encourages Aliyah LeRegel on a more consistent basis. So the first idea that Rashi points out, there's no Ramban on this, just Rashi, a couple other Mefarshim, but the first idea that Rashi points out is in introducing the Moed, in introducing the Chagim, we're taught that Beis Din is responsible for adding an extra month to create a leap year, not just for the sake of keeping the Chagim in the right seasons, but also in order that Jewish people who live outside of Eretz Yisrael can feel confident that they can get to Yerushalayim in time for the Moed. So every once in a while, part of the function of adding an extra month was also in order to allow Bnei Yisrael to be accustomed, especially the Jews in exile, to be accustomed to going to Yerushalayim in order to fulfill their mitzvos. And if they didn't do it, if they were Ma'aber, aside from the fact that the Chagim would be out of season, but also there would be a separate problem. The Jews would not want to go to Yerushalayim. The Jews in Gullus would not want to go to Yerushalayim because they'd be nervous about getting to Yerushalayim in time for the Moed. So every once in a while, Beis Din has to be Ma'aber in order for the Jews to be more consistent. So that's the first idea. So the first idea is interesting, that Ibor Hashanah, adding an extra month, isn't just a calculation for the purpose of the Chagim per se, but they're also in order that the Jews in Gullus can achieve Aliyah LeRegel on time. Fine. So that's source number 2 and 3. So that's an important. We'll put that on the back burner for now, and we'll come back to it. But that's the main idea, the first idea, and the second idea that Rashi says in source number 4 on Dalid, because we skipped the Shabbos stuff. It's a separate point, but we're focused on the Moadim. He says Eila Moadi Hashem Lemala Medaber BeIbor Shana VeKam Medaber BeKiddush Achodesh. So in Pasuk Beis, Rashi says that it's referring to the function of Beis Din in terms of creating leap years. And in Pasuk Dalet, it's talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, that in the old times, in the times of Beis Din in Israel, they would be Mekadosh HaChodesh. Every beginning of a new month, there would be a process of Kiddush HaChodesh. There were Edim that would testify seeing the new moon, and that was the way that they established the beginning of the new month. And the Sifsei Chacham over there says, look in source number 5, Rotzei Lomar, La'el k'siv mo'adei Hashem asher tikru osam v'karinan osam rotzei lomar d'taloi hakol b'beis din. So the first pasuk in pasuk Beis, it's teaching us that everything is, all the months and the mo'adim are tied to the function of Beis Din. Im ma'avrin hashana mu'ubar v'im lav inu mu'ubar. If Beis Din decides to add an extra month and create a leap year, then they can create a leap year, and if not, it's not. V'kan gam king k'siv mo'adei Hashem mikrai kodesh asher tikru osam. These are the Moadim in which you will designate. Mashma d'talui b'beis din she'im katsheu mekudash she'im lav einu mekudash. And so too, with regard to Kiddush HaChodesh, and in terms of timing out when the Moadim are, that's also tied to the Beis Din. It's a function of Beis Din. So what we learn from Rashi, and it's a basic point, is that the Moadim, the Chagim, are really tied to the function of Beis Din. That Beis Din is really responsible for creating the Chodesh and creating the Ibor Shana, adding an extra month. And all those are all those add up into Beis Din's responsibility in terms of defining when the Moadim fall out. So for example, if Beis Din were to be Mekadesh the Chodesh a day late, so then Yontif would fall out a day later. If they added an extra month 1 year, so then it throws the whole schedule off. So Beis Din has a lot of power, and the Torah is trying to teach us this, that the Jewish based in the court and the Jewish people have a lot of power in terms of determining when the Moadim fall out. So the Torah tells us that it falls out on the 15th, let's say by Pesach, that it falls out on, you know, the 15th of Nisan. But Beis Din is responsible for determining when the beginning of Nisan is, and also in what years they add an extra month and what years they don't. So all of that shows you that the Moadim and the Chagim are heavily tied to the function and the ability and the power of Beis Din. Okay, so that's the idea. So again, we're going to come back to this. It's very important. So then if you go to the conclusion of the Chagim, so now you come to an interesting pasuk. In source number 6, it says, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe taught the Moadim of Hashem to Bnei Yisrael, the appointed days of Hashem to Bnei Yisrael. So that's the conclusion. So again, source number 1 is the beginning of the whole parsha, of the whole paragraph and entity of teaching the Jewish people about the Chagim, about Yontif, about Shavuos, about Sukkos, about Pesach. And then at the very end, there's this last pasuk, Mem Dalet. It says, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. So what is this pasuk trying to teach us? What's the what new idea can we learn from this pasuk? And that's the question, source number 6. Okay? So it seems very redundant because we already know that obviously Moshe taught them about the Moadim because it says before, and the Chagim, because it says in the beginning that Moshe was instructed to teach them, and it goes through the, all the Psukim about all the ideas of the Chagim. So now at the very end in Mem Dalid, so what is the Torah trying to teach us when it says that Moshe taught them the Moadei Hashem to Bnei Yisrael? Is there a new idea here? Okay, so this is where the Ramban comes in, and it's a really interesting Ramban, and it's very practical also. And we'll see the Rambam also. So it says, V'tam v'idaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. So what is the reason for this? So first he mentions an interesting point. He says, Ki ha-parshio shel mala az haros be'aron uvanav. So many of the parshios before the ideas of the Yontif are only taught to Aaron and his children. Umoshe idaber bahen el Aaron vel banav. And Moshe teaches Aaron and his children, Upa'amim yaskir achareim gam Bnei Yisrael. And sometimes Moshe doesn't just teach Aaron and his children, but also Bnei Yisrael is included. So it'll say, Daber el Aaron vel Bnei Yisrael. Kamosha Amar Besov Parshas Mumin, at the very end of Parshas Mumin, where we learn about the various imperfections, physical imperfections that create a psul in the kahuna that invalidate certain kohanim from working in the Beis HaMikdash. So if a person were, for example, missing an arm or a leg, that would be just a classic example. So over there it says, Vaydaber Moshe Aaron vel bana vel kol bnei Yisrael. It says that Moshe didn't just teach Aaron and his children, but also all of bnei Yisrael. So the Ramban explains, Ki afal pi shel nitzave el daber Aaron ish mizaracha. Even though the idea of a mum is only tied to the kohanim, it's not really relevant to the regular Yisrael. Ratza lahazer beistin shel Yisrael alkach. So there was a need for the Beis Din Shel Yisrael to know about this stuff. V'ulay atam, what's the reason for this? V'pnei she'adam mechase al mubav. So when a person has a physical flaw, they try to cover it up. V'ein ha'kohen chavitz bo lipasal min avoda ki boshes hiyuchlima. And a kohen doesn't want to reveal his mum because he'll be embarrassed that he's invalidated from working in the Beis HaMikdash. V'al kein yazer Beis Din b'inyan zeh. And that's why the Torah says, not just to teach Aaron, but also Beis Din has to know, the Jewish courts have to know what are the mumin, what are not the mumin, because a Kohen who has a mum is going to try to hide it, because it's embarrassing for him. He doesn't want to be invalidated from working in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, that's why over there, Moshe had to teach Klal Yisrael as well. But then he says, this is important, Aval Bekan Amar, Shedibar Es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. So over here at the very end of the whole paragraph about the Chagim, it says that Moshe taught Bnei Yisrael about the Moadim, Lekulam Ke'echad, to everyone as one. Lo Yachid Bahem Bnei Aaron. So there's no specification that he taught it to the Bnei Aaron. Why? V'atam Ibnei Sha'azhara Bekulam Shave. Everyone's equal when it comes to Yantif. Ki Ikar Parshios Lishbos B'Shabsos V'Moadim B'Likrosam Mikra Kodesh. The ideas of not doing work on Shabbos and Moed, and also to designate them as holy. Those are all general ideas of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't really talk about the korbanos of Yontif, except for the Shtei Alechem and the Omer, which are unique korbanos that caused the creation of Yontif. So whenever the Torah deals with korbanos alone, then Moshe addresses Aaron. But over here, it's not talking about korbanos, it's talking about the idea of not doing malacha and the holiness of the Chagim. So that's why Moshe teaches all of Klal Yisrael. And that's one of the ideas of this last pasuk. It's trying to teach you that the Chagim are really applicable to everyone. They're not specific to the Kohanim. Just because you bring Korbanos and the Kohanim could sacrifice those Korbanos doesn't make it any more relevant to the Kohanim than Klal Yisrael as a whole. So before we move on, it's an interesting point in the Ramban about the Mumin thing. It's very interesting that he says that the reason why the Torah has to teach us that Moshe told Bnei Yisrael, not just Aaron, is because a Kohen will tend to hide his Mum because he doesn't want to be embarrassed by it. So therefore, it was important and Moshe understood that it was important for Beis Din to know what the Mumim are so they can identify them. If the Kohen has it, he can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, fine. So here's where we get to the practical and the ideas. So it says, Rabbi Sinu Darshubo. So there's a Chazal. He quotes the Medrash. He says, Vaydaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. So what does this pasuk teach us? Melam Echayim Moshe Omer Lehem Leisrael Aparshios. No, sorry, I skipped it. Omer lehem leYisrael, Hilchos Pesach bePesach, veHilchos Atzeres baAtzeres, veHilchos Chag haChag beChag. So this teaches us that Moshe didn't just teach them about Yontif, but he taught them on each yontif about the halachos of that yontif. So on Pesach, he taught them about Pesach. On Atzeres, he taught them about Atzeres. And every single chag, he taught them the halachos of a chag. But Lashon Shehu Shomea Bo, in the way or in the language that he learned it at Sinai, B'Lashon Ahu Omer Lahem Kol HaParshios. So he didn't deviate at all from the way that he learned it at Sinai. He didn't embellish at all, not embellish, but he didn't change the ideas to make it more palatable. But rather, Moshe taught the Jewish people the halachos of Pesach, of Shavuos, of Sukkos on the holidays themselves in the way that he learned it. So that's the first idea the Ramban says. And then he says, V'unklus gam hu niskaven l'zeh. So he says, Unklus also was intended to this to teach us this idea. She'amar, it says in Unklus, Umalo Moshe yaseder mo'adaya da'ashem ba'al finun. So Moshe taught the order of the mo'adim of Hashem, and he taught them. So I think the idea of Seder is extra. In Unklus, it shouldn't say Seder, so it's to teach us that in its proper time, in the Yontif itself, the Ramban saying that the Unklus is alluding to that idea, that Moshe taught the Jewish people the laws of the Yontif on the Yontif itself. So he didn't just teach them before to prepare for Yontif, but also on Yontif itself. And the idea, the interesting point that we have to explain in the Ramban is, what is the concept that Moshe taught it in the way that he heard it? Because if you go back in the Ramban, he says, Melamed shaya Moshe omer lehem leYisrael hilchos Pesach uPesach hilchos Atzeres baAtzeres hilchos Achag beChag b'lashon shehu shomea bo b'lashon ahu omer lehem kol haParshios. In the way that he heard it, in that way he taught it to them. So of course, what's that idea? What kind of concept is it that what did Moshe sense or see that it was important to teach them about the holidays on the holidays themselves, on the Chagim? Why not just teach them in advance? So what is the concept? What is the benefit of teaching them on the Chagim, the Chag itself? But also the secondary point in the Ramban, that he taught it in a way, in the same way that he heard it from Hashem. So also, what is that? You know, why didn't Moshe just go there, teach them, open up a Shulchan Aruch? Obviously there was no Shulchan Aruch back then, but just categorize the laws in a different way. You know, maybe he could teach them about on Pesach, teach them in a different way than the Torah teaches it. So why is it important that Moshe is teaching them about the Chagim on the Chagim itself, A, and B, that he taught, that he's teaching them in the way that he learned it? Why is that relevant? Who cares? He should just teach it in the best way that the Jewish people will understand it. So if that means changing the categorization of halachos, or categorizing it the way that he sees it, so that the Jews can learn it better, so maybe the way he's taught it from Hashem is different than the way the Jews should be taught this information. But the Ramban say no, that Moshe saw some concept or some idea that it was important to teach them on the Chag, about the Chag, and also in the way that Hashem taught him. So we have to understand that. That's the first idea. And then the second idea is even stranger in the Ramban. And they're tied together, but he says, V'ni v'hanira ki daito lirmos shalomdam seder hamoados b'tikune ha'ibor hanimtzar lo al-peh b'sinai. So this is another point in the Ramban, but it's that, and we'll explain it more, but basically, Moshe didn't just teach them about the halachos, but he also taught them about the way or the method of Ibor, which is adding leap years and all the calculations necessary. The second idea in the Ramban is that Moshe didn't just teach them about the Chagim, but he taught them this secret, he calls it Soda Ibor. He taught them about all these calculations as to how to determine when you should add an extra month for a leap year and when you shouldn't. So we'll get to that. We'll explain it more. But there's two points in the Ramban. The first is that Vaidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, to teach us that there's some type of benefit of Moshe teaching the Jews about the Chag on the Chag itself. And secondarily, that he had to teach it the way that he learned it. So why was that important? And then the second point in the Ramban, which we'll also explain, is that it wasn't that he taught them just the ideas of the Chag, but he taught them the way to calculate when you're Ma'aber. And the ideas, it's called Soda Ibor. He taught them all the calculations, the mathematical calculations that he learned al-peh from Hashem, that he learned by heart from Hashem at Sinai. He taught it to the Bnei Yisrael in order to teach them the Mo'adim with that information. So again, what's that idea? What's that point? So let's start with the first point. I think there's a beautiful idea in the Ramban, but it's a general halacha. This is not just conceptual, but it's also practical. So if you look in the Mishnah in Megillah, Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav, The Mishnah, it's verse number 8 in the source sheets. Bechanaka, Benesiyim, Bepurim, Vayavo, Amalek, Berashe Chadashim, Uvrashe Chachechem, Bemaamados, Bemaasa Breshus, Betainios, Brachos, Uklalos. So in all these holidays, on Chanukah, you read the ideas of the Nesiyim and the way that they were and at the beginning of the Mishkan. Bepurim, you read about Amalek. On Rosh Chodesh, you read about Rosh Chodesh. And the Maamados, which are the different, when they would have every Klal Yisrael would split up the Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim to work in the Beis Hamikdash at various times, and they would read from Maaseh Breishis, Betanios Brachos Uklalos on a fast day that you read from the Torah with regard to the Brachos and the Klalos, the curses and the blessings. And then the Mishnah says Ein Mafsikin Beklalos El Echad Kore Es Kulon. So it's a separate halacha that you're not allowed to split up the Klalos. And then obviously on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos Mincha, you read the normal Parsha, the Parsha, right? The Ein Olin, the first Aliyah, the Ein Olin Lahem Min HaCheshbon, and they don't count. When you read on Shabbos, you have to reread the first Aliyah. Shneamar, as it says, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, mitzvasan shu korin kol echad ve'echad bizmano. So at the end of the Mishnah, it says, where do we learn out that you're supposed to read, this is on the whole Mishnah as a whole, where do we learn out that you're supposed to read about ideas about the Moed, Kriyas HaTorah about the Moed, on the Moed itself, from the end of our Pasuk, from Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. So it's not just the Ramban, but it's a Mishnah in Megillah. It teaches us, somebody's mute button's not on. Can somebody put their mute, everybody put their mute buttons on, unless they're going to ask a question, which is fine. Hello? Can everybody hear me okay? Oh, okay. So if you can you put your mute buttons on? So anyways, so the Mishnah says that our pasuk and Mem Dalet is what teaches us a general rule that whenever you have a moed, whenever you have a yontif, you're supposed to read about the yontif on yontif. On Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to read about Rosh Chodesh. On Chanukah, you're supposed to read about Chanukah, about the Nesiyim, and on Tainios, you're supposed to read about Brachos and Klalos. So there's a tie-in of the moed or the yom to the Kriyas HaTorah, and they learn it out from Vayidamer Moshe es Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael, which is very similar to what the Ramban said, which is that you're supposed to read, or Moshe taught them the Chagim, about the Chagim on the Chagim themselves. So what is this idea? So it's a basic halacha. So first of all, we'll take up the Rambam, and then we'll explain the Ramban. So the Rambam says in source number 9, the Rambam is more basic, I think. So the Rambam says in Nesiyas Kapayim, Tzilo Nesiyas Kapayim, Perek Yigimel Halacha Ches, Mafsikin lamoados liyom akipurin vekorin beinyan amoed lo beseder Shabbos. So let's say you're reading your regular parshios on Shabbos, but when you get to Shavuos or Pesach, you have to stop reading the regular parsha, and on Yom Kippur also, and you read the parshios that are relevant to those chagim. Umoshe tikin lahem leYisrael shikorin bechol moed inyano. So Moshe was mesakin, he decreed that on Moed, on Yontif itself, you read that which pertains to the Yontif itself. And then he says, V'sholin v'dorshin b'inyano shel yom b'chol moed u'moed. And also there's an idea of learning, of asking questions and analyzing the ideas of that Chag on the Chag itself. So on Pesach, when you have your Chabura with your friends on Pesach, and you're doing your Chatzi, there's an idea, the Rambam brings down the halacha, that you're supposed to learn about Pesach. You shouldn't just learn any area. You shouldn't learn about Shabbos. You shouldn't learn about Erevin. You shouldn't learn about just random Nedarim. No, you should focus your energy on learning about the Moed itself. There's an idea of learning about the Moed, and the Rambam brings it down the halacha. Umahin Korin, and then he goes through everything that you read. On Pesach, you read Beparshas Moedosh B'Torah Kohanim, and then so he goes through all the Kriyas, the different Kriyas. But the Rambam brings down that there's an idea of reading about the Moed on the Moed, and also there's an idea of learning. So what is that idea according to the Rambam? What is the concept? Because apparently there's a Havamina. You would have thought that, no, you should just read the regular ideas of Shabbos, the regular Parsha. No, the Moshe was Mesakin a Chiddush. That on Yontif, you're supposed to do a Kriya of Yontif, and not only that, but he says you're supposed to learn about Yontif on Yontif itself. So there's a special mitzvah or idea as part of the Takana of the Kriya, that on Yontif, on Pesach, on Shavuos, you're supposed to learn about those holidays themselves. So what is that idea? What is the Rambam's idea? And then we'll get to the Rambam. So there's one other halacha I remembered in the Rambam, which I think sheds light on this idea. So if you look in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, so he says, "Ein Koronis Megillah b'Shabbos, Gzera Shema Yitlena b'Yado v'Yilech Eitzel Mishu Baki Lekrosa v'Yavirena Arba Amos Bereshus Rabim." So if Purim falls out on Shabbos, you can't read Megillah on that day because there is a problem. They were worried that you're going to carry the Megillah in the Reshus Rabim, and that's a violation of the Deraisa Votza. Shakol chayavim b'kriyasa v'ena kol b'kiyin b'kriyasa, but everyone is chayav to read, but not everyone knows how to read, so they're worried because of that, that there's going to be hotzah on Shabbos, so they said, no, you can't do it. Lefichach, im chal zman kriyasa b'shabbos, makdimin v'kornos akonim ha-shabbos. So let's say you're supposed to read on Shabbos because it's Purim on Shabbos. What you do is you read earlier, the day before. V'sholin v'dorshin b'hilchos Purim b'osu Shabbos k'dei lahaskir shehu Purim. But on Shabbos itself, you're supposed to learn about Purim. Sholem v'dorshim means you're supposed to ask questions and analyze the halachos of Purim in order to remember that it's Purim on that day, on Shabbos. So the Rambam says, interesting halacha, so Rambam says, let's say Purim falls out on Shabbos, but we don't really celebrate it because you can't read Megillah on Shabbos, you don't really have any of the, you don't have Mishloach Manos on Shabbos, so you don't really do anything, but yet you're supposed to learn about Purim on that Shabbos in order to remind us that it's really Purim on that day. So what is that idea? What's the idea of learning about the Moed or reading about the Moed on the Moed itself, according to the Rambam? So this is the first Chiddush, the first idea in the Shir. Anybody have any possibilities before I go or give a svara? So I think the idea of the Rambam showing these two halachas together is critical, because I think the Rambam is saying that the idea of Sholin V'Dorshin isn't just an idea of, you could just say it's a kiyum in the yom. It's an idea of enhancing your experience of yontif. That's a very basic approach that you could say and be happy with. So the Rambam is teaching you that Moshe understood that by learning and reading the Torah about that moed, it will enhance your fulfillment and experience of the moed, because now the ideas will be in your mind. And as the ideas are in your mind, it'll enhance the way you fulfill the mitzvos of the yom on Pesach. If you learn about matzah, you'll fulfill matzah on a different level. So that's a very beautiful idea. But I think there's a deeper point here. So I think if you look in the Rambam, he says by Purim, in the Purim case, that the purpose of the Shol and Vidorshin isn't just to learn about it, but it's to remind us about Purim, that Purim is on this day. So what do you see from the Rambam? You see that learning and Kriya itself is an idea, is a kiyum in the idea that the Jews are responsible and Beis Din is responsible for maintaining the Zman of the Moed. So it's a very important, see by Purim, he was nervous. The Rambam says that there's an idea of Sholem V'Torshin because Klal Yisrael, it's not a reality or a real nervousness or anxiety, but they have to remember that it's Purim. Meaning to say, it sounds like the Rambam is saying that if you don't do it, you'll forget that Purim really is supposed to fall out on Shabbos because it's really Yudalid, and it'll distort when Purim really is supposed to be. And we want to protect that, because the whole idea of us and our relationship to the Moadim is like Rashi said, that we're responsible. It's not from Hashem directly. I mean, obviously the ideas are from Hashem, but we also have a strong or a great power in terms of determining when the Zman of the Moed is. So if we forget about Purim or when Purim is, it's a big problem. It creates a potential distortion in the Zman of the Moed, of when the Moed actually is. So I think that the Rambam is saying an idea that the purpose of learning about the Inyan of the Yom, of the Moed, and reading about it isn't just to enhance our experience of the Moed, but it's also an idea of Klal Yisrael's responsibility to maintain the Zman of the Moed, to make sure that the Moed comes out in its right time. And by reminding us on the Moed itself about the Moed, it teaches us or it enhances the concept, or it's part of our responsibility of making sure that the Moed falls out on the proper day and in the proper Zman. So just like by Purim, the purpose of the Sholem V'Dorshin, of learning about Purim on Shabbos, even though we're not celebrating it, is in order for us to not forget, and in order for us to remember when Purim is supposed to fall out. So you see that it's part of our responsibility. The Sholem V'Dorshin is part of our responsibility of maintaining the Zman of Purim. So too by all Moados, all of the Moadim. So by all the Moadim as well, it's our responsibility to maintain the Zman of the Moed, and part of that responsibility is the idea of a Kriya and Shol and Vidorshin is an enhancement of that responsibility. It's really tied to that responsibility because it really reminds us of when the Yom is and when the Yom must fall out. So that is the idea. I think that's what the Rambam is saying. Rambam is saying a really nice idea about it. So it's not just a Kiyum and a Yom in the sense that it enhances our experience of the day, but it's an idea and it's an enhancement of the idea that the Jews are responsible for maintaining the Zman of the Mo'adim. And if we forget about them, if we lose the idea of when they fall out and how we're supposed to and the Zman that they're supposed to fall out and what it is, so then it's our loss and it's our fault. So we have to read about, and Moshe understood that. So Moshe saw that it's a valid takana, and it's based on our chiyuv to maintain the Zman HaMoed. As part of that, we're going to read about it and learn about it on the Yontif itself to remind us of that, of those concepts. So I think that's what the Rambam's saying. Okay, so that's the Rambam's idea. That's why the Rambam has the Sholem V'Dorshim by Purim itself, that on Shabbos Shel Purim, you're supposed to learn about Purim to remind us that it's still Purim. So too on Yontif itself, we're supposed to be reminded and be aware of when the Yontif is and that today is the Yontif in order that we maintain the Zman of the Moed consistently and that we never forget about when it's supposed to fall out and how we're supposed to keep it and maintain it. So it's our responsibility. So that is the idea of the Rambam. But what's the Ramban saying? Just back to the Ramban. So the Ramban's saying a little bit different. So the Ramban says that Moshe taught them the halachos of the Chag on the Chag, and also he taught it in the way in which he learned it, the way in which Hashem taught it to him. So what is that? What's that point? So I think the Ramban's saying a different idea than the Rambam. The Ramban is saying, so we ask two questions. You know, why is it necessary for Moshe to teach it on the Chag? And we answered that for the Rambam. But why also did Moshe have to teach it in the way that he learned it? So I think that the purpose of this pasuk and the Ramban is saying is that at the beginning, in the introduction, we learn the same concept that the Mu'ados, as Rashi puts it, the Chagim are tied to Beis Din. And Beis Din is really responsible through the Kiddush HaChodesh and through the Ibor as to when they fall out. So if they add an extra month, it throws everything off. If they are Mekadesh the Chodesh, if they sanctify the month on a different day, it throws everything off. So on the one hand, we have a tremendous strength or power over the Yontif and when it comes out. But we also have to recognize that the concepts of Yontif itself, the actual halachos and the concepts and the way that Hashem sets it up is not human in any way. There's no human quality to them. There's no humanity, meaning man can never conceive of these halachos. Man can never conceive of these concepts on his own. So it's to counter, either it's to counter a misconception that man, on the one hand, has the power to determine when the moed falls out, but he also must recognize that the concepts and the halachos of the moed are not human in nature. They're obviously they emanated from Hashem, and they're the perfection that's involved in them and that exists in them is clearly tied to Hashem Himself and how he formulated it. And I think that's why Moshe had to teach them in the way that he heard it. Meaning, it was important that the Jews recognize that on the one hand we have this tremendous power over the Yontif, but on the other hand, it can't take away from the perfection of the Yontif itself. The entity of the Yontif comes from Hashem, and all the ideas of the Chag themselves come from Hashem themselves. That's why Moshe had to teach them on the Moed in the way that he learned it. Meaning, it's an idea, it's a concept, it's an enhancement of our understanding of Moed. That we shouldn't look at a Moed as a human invention. Yes, we do have the power to determine when it falls out, and we have a tremendous power that Hashem gave us. But on the other hand, the concepts and the halachos and all the ideas that the Torah presents, those are all ideas that only God could have formulated. And the way that he formulated it was a reflection of the perfection of Hashem in the way that he set up the Moed. So that's the idea that Moshe is trying to express. So it's good because it works in the introduction of the Chagim in the Torah and Emor is teaching us the way that Beis Din controls it. But at the end, Moshe is teaching Klal Yisrael that yes, you may control a certain element of when it falls out, but ultimately the entity itself, the entity of Yontif itself, is from Hashem, and it's really and only Hashem could have created this entity. It's godlike in terms of its formulation. Okay. Okay. So one other point. Go ahead.
It's like Shabbat, so you know. If a guy keeps Shabbat, it's Chayim Mita, so it's interesting that we have a power to set the Chagim.
Yeah, but it's very different. It's very different from Shabbos because Shabbos is fixed. So every 7 days you keep Shabbos, no matter what. It doesn't matter when based in as Mekadesh the Chodesh. But the Torah is teaching us that man was given, there's an idea of man being given the power to dictate when it falls out. So it's a critical idea. But on the other hand, it shouldn't take away from our understanding, appreciation of the entity of Yontif being an expression of Chachmas Hashem. Meaning it's not our own creation. You know, it's not a human creation. Okay, so one other point in the Ramban. I don't know if we have so much time, so I'm going to... Yeah, we have a little bit of time. Just one other point. The Ramban says this. The second answer he gives is that Moshe didn't just teach them about the Moed, but he taught them about the Soda Ibor. He taught them about the calculations that he learned from Sinai itself, as to how to create leap years. It's not so simple. It wasn't just mathematical, but he had to learn it from Hashem. And there was a Mesorah, there's a special tradition that Moshe learned from Hashem, and he taught Bnei Yisrael how to be Ma'abar the Shana and when it's appropriate to add a leap year in. It's not like nowadays where we have a fixed calendar, but back then it was based on when the people came in to testify about the moon, but it was also based on calculations. And the Gemara alludes to the Soda Ibor and Rosh Hashanah, but the Rambam also tells us that, look at the Rambam, as to what it is. What is this Soda Ibor? What's the secret of the Ibor, which is leap years or like Ma'avranus Hashanah? So look in source number, we'll skip the Gemara, source number 13. He says, it's Kirsha Chodesh Parak Yud Aleph. Lefisha Marnu Behilchos Elu Shebeistin Haya Mechashvin V'dikduk V'yodim Im Yira Yerech Olo Yira. Okay, so there's a special science to at the end of the month, you can't see the moon. And then the new moon arrives in the next month. So there's a science and there's a mathematics to determining when the new moon should be seen or will be seen. Without Jewish people testifying about it, the Beis Din had to know based on mathematical calculations as to when the new moon would be seen. Yodanu shekol misha rucho v'nechona v'libo tayev v'divrei hachachmos v'lamod al sodos yis'a v'lidos on adrachem shemachashvin v'hem achiyida adam im yera yirech b'lel zeh lo yira. So it's if a person really wants to learn this and he has a great desire to learn about this, man can do it, and it's with regard to whether or not the yareach will be seen on this night or not. So they needed to have this all this special knowledge. And the Rambam, I skipped down to Halacha Dalet, he says like this, v'alyu drachem ilu kolom be'necha. So these calculations that Beis Din used to make when they would actually be Ma'aber the Shana, they would add the leap year, the leap month, or they would be Mekadesh HaChodesh, should not be light in your eyes. Don't make light of it. Don't laugh about it. We don't need him because we have a fixed calendar. He says, so these are very deep matters. So this was this great Soda Ibor, the secret of Ibor, that all these Chachamim knew about, and they only gave it to people that were smuchim, that you know got smicha, and they were nevonim and very knowledgeable. Aval zeh cheshbon shemachashvim bizman she'ein sham beisin likvua l'riya shanu mechashvim b'ayom afil tinoko shel beis rabban magian atzofo b'shul shavar b'ayom. The calculations nowadays that they use in the fixed calendar, he says even a child could understand it in two or three or four days. He can figure it out. So he says that the Rambam says the Soda Ibor is, it's not just math, because apparently you have to be on a high level to have this knowledge, and there was also other elements in terms of determining this information. But the Rambam says that it's Devarim Rechokim, Amukim Hein, they're very deep and they're very far-fetched and they're abstract. So this method of determining when the new moon would be seen or not seen, without it actually being seen by Adam, was very important for Beis Din. It was very critical for Beis Din to have in terms of determining how to set up the month and when to be Ma'aber the Shana. So the Rambam just says, all the Rambam is showing you and the Ramban is that this information wasn't just math. It's not just basic math, because like our calendar nowadays is basic math, but it was this information that could only be given to certain Chachamim. So apparently it wasn't just math, but it was also, there's philosophy involved in it as well. And there were concepts that weren't open to the public. So the Ramban says that when the Torah is teaching us, when it says Vaydaber Moshe Esmodei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael Onkelos, they're trying to allude to the idea of the Soda Ibor, that Moshe didn't just teach them the Zman of the Moed and where they are, but he taught them also this Soda Ibor that he learned al Peh from Hashem at Sinai. So what is the Ramban teaching us? So I think there's one other point. It fits into our svara about the Ramban. The first svara, the first theory the Ramban was giving us was the idea that it's that Moshe taught them the halachos of the Chag on the Chag and in the way that he learned it, meaning that the Jews had to appreciate, on the one hand, that our power to dictate, but on the other hand, when the Moed is, but on the other hand, appreciate that the entity of Yontif, the laws of Yontif, the way it's formulated, is clearly from Hashem. But the second idea is that even the ability of Beis Din to determine when the Moadim, when they fall out, when the Chagim fall out, even that was based on a knowledge that could have only emanated from Hashem. So the Soda Ibor, which is the knowledge that's necessary for Beis Din and for the Chacham to determine, you know, when to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh and when Yanta falls out, that Soda Ibor could only be taught from Hashem to Moshe. And it was Alpeh. And Moshe was teaching the Jews this. What does it mean? It means it's a similar idea as before, that Moshe was trying to show the Jewish people that even though we dictate when the Moed falls out, but there's still Moadei Hashem, meaning that the knowledge that we have in order to execute and in order to determine when the Moed falls out is a knowledge that can only have emanated from Hashem himself. Because man can never figure out these calculations on his own. He needs that information to come from Hashem. The depth of the information and the philosophical ideas and everything combined could have only emerged from Hashem. So even though we have the power, but we don't really have the power because the knowledge that we received in order to determine when the Moed falls out is not haphazard. It's really a knowledge that is clearly from Hashem. It's clearly a knowledge, and it's not just math, but physics, metaphysics, all those ideas, they're really clearly, they're alpeh, and Moshe had to learn them from Hashem and give them over as part of a tradition. So you see that even though we have the power, we don't really have, the power emanates from God, from the knowledge of God that he gave to us in order to determine when the Moed falls out. So again, the Ramban's consistent. The beginning of the Parsha of Parachav Gimel is telling us that Beis Din has this power, but the Ramban's showing us that at the end, Moshe is trying to show the Jewish people that we have to, it can't take away from our recognition of the perfection and the formulation of the Moed itself, or the knowledge that was necessary in order to determine when the Moed falls out. All that is clearly from Hashem. It's not from man. Man can never come up with these ideas on his own. So that's the Ramban. So that's the Ramban, and then we have the Rambam who says that it's an idea and it's a kiyum in our responsibility to maintain the Zman of the Moed. So one other point, just a short halachic point. So in the Machzor, we say on Shabbos, most people or many people in Ashkenazim say Vishamru before Shmona Esrei on Friday nights. And on Yontif, there's a custom, there's a minog to say Vayidaber Moshe Shmoadei Hashem B'nei Yisrael, which is our pasuk that we've been analyzing in the shir. So we're supposed to say that according to some, and the Machzor Vitri brings it down, which is very old Machzor. I think they attribute it to Rashi. So it says that you're supposed to say Vayidaber Moshe Shmoadei Hashem. It's in source number 14 before the Shmona Esrei on the night of Yontif, as opposed to Vishamru, which is unique to Shabbos. You're supposed to say Vayidaber Moshe Shmoadei Hashem B'nei Yisrael before you say Shmona Esrei. And based on all the ideas we were saying, for at least for the Ramban, it makes sense. Because before you say Shmona Esrei of Yontif, you have to recognize the inability of man to really come up and formulate these ideas on his own. That he really are the whole idea of Vayidaber Moshe is a recognition that Hashem is necessary in either formulating the entity of Yontif for us to gain from, or Hashem is integral in terms of us figuring out how to how to dictate this Zman of the Moed. So before we say Shmona Esrei, we have to prepare ourselves. And the way to prepare ourselves is Vayidaber Moshe Shmoadei Hashem B'nei Yisrael. We're supposed to recognize the idea that man is really not the source of this information, of this knowledge of Yontif. And we have to recognize that before we approach Hashem in Shmona Esrei. But in source number 15, I didn't have it inside, but the Gra actually maintains that we don't say Vayidaber Moshe, nor does the Gra say the Shamru. And so too, the Rav and the Briskers, the Rav Soloveitchik and many Briskers, they didn't say Vishamru, and they wouldn't say any pasuk in between the end of the bracha of Shmona, the last bracha of Shema, and bracha of Geula, and Shmona Esrei, because they maintained that there's an idea. It's not them, but the Gemara says that you're supposed to attach Geula to, you're supposed to attach the idea of redemption to the idea of Shmona Esrei, And the Gra maintained that any pasuk in between is a mafsik. It splits up the connection between Geula, like we say in the morning, Ga'al Yisrael, but even at nighttime we talk about Geula itself in the last bracha. So in order to never create a mafsik to divide up the connection between Geula and Shemona Esrei, we're never supposed to say any pesukim. So the Gra would not say Vishamru, nor would he say Vayadaber Moshe Asmo Adei Shem Al Bnei Yisrael, or even on Rosh Hashanah, nor would he say it on Yom Kippur. There's different pesukim. He would never say pesukim in between the last bracha of Shema and the beginning of Shemona Esrei. So on the one hand, I was just trying to show you an idea. If you do say it, there's an idea there. The concept is tied to what the Ramban's saying, which is that man has to recognize that he's not the source of Yontif at all, and that we're reliant on Hashem completely for the ideas of Yontif, for the calculations. And that's important for Tefillah, that when we enter into the Tefillah of Shemona Esrei, you're supposed to recognize that. But I also want to show you halachically that many briskers, the Rav, it's brought down in the Rav's Machzor that he didn't say it, and the Gra maintained also that you don't say it. So a lot of people don't say, I shouldn't say a lot of people, but there are people who won't say Vishamru on Friday night, nor would they say Vayidaber Moshe because of the problem of a hefsek. Okay, so that's the shir. So let me just summarize. Just the basic points are that we're trying to look at the beginning and the introduction of the Moed and in our parsha and the end. So in the beginning, Rashi points out that the basic ideas are tied to Beis Din's ability to determine when the Moed will fall out, either through adding an extra month and creating a leap year, or by being Mekadosh the Chodesh. The day that they established a new month was very important in terms of deciding when the Moed falls out. So then at the very end of the conclusion, it says, Vayidaber Moshe Asmo Adei Hashem Al Bnei Yisrael. So what's that teaching us? We already know that. So it's teaching us, the Ramban says two points. One is that Moshe taught them the halachos on the chag itself, and also he taught it in the way that he learned it. So we explained that the purpose of that is to teach Klal Yisrael that on the one hand, we have a certain power or strength in determining the Moed, but on the other hand, the day itself and the entity of the Moed is clearly from Hashem, and it could not ever be formulated by man. And the second point was the Soda Ibor point, that Moshe taught them this Soda Ibor, these deep ideas about how to calculate, you know, when to see the new moon, even if you can't see it. And those are really critical ideas in terms of determining when Yontif falls out and when to be Ma'abed Hashana. So we have to recognize that even the knowledge base of the Beis Din's ability to determine when the Chodesh starts and when the Moed should be is also based on a knowledge that could have only emanated from Hashem. So at the end of the Parsha of the Moed and the Chagim, we have to appreciate, or Moshe is trying to show Bnei Yisrael to appreciate the perfection of the Yontif, in the sense that the halachos of the day are really set up clearly by Hashem, and also the calculations necessary were clearly emanating from Hashem. Then one last point, the Rambam says that it's a different idea. The Rambam says it's really part of our responsibility of determining when the Moed falls out. So a kiyum in that is reading about the Moed and learning about it so that we don't forget when the Moed is. Like we see by Purim, that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Rambam maintains that you're supposed to learn about Purim in order to remember. So what do you see? You see that learning is critical in us remembering and reminding us as to when the Moed itself is, so that we're consistent in terms of determining its man every single year. And then finally, it was this machlokas about whether you should say Vayidaber Moshe, and if you do say it, what the idea would be, and why you shouldn't say it. The Gra says you should not say it because it's really a violation of Geula being Samach L'Tefillah, that you can't be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah. So that's why he would never say any psukim. All right, so that's the shir tonight. Anybody have any questions on the shir? Any points they want to add? All right, thanks everybody. Thank you. Everybody have a good Shabbos. Thank you. Thanks.